Yo, it's your boy Rap Funk, man. I am back in the building today. And why am I in the building? You know, I just come through every now and then and drop a couple of jewels on y'all. And this is more sort of like, a business type deal. You know, I just basically want to come up here and say the teamwork, teams are essential to making money. A plan is essential to executing your idea. And more than likely, you're going to need a team. And the team has to be on the same page. And what will make a good team is everybody plays their part, because there's different parts in a team. You know, sometimes you got your captain of the team, you know, and they basically give direction, make sure people are on point. The captain has to have the plan in order for it to be executed. It has to be a clear and concise plan, unless, you know, you telling somebody something that you're going to do, but you don't really want them to know. And then if you're doing that, are you soliciting your plan to try to find more team members? Or are you just unsure what you're doing? So you got to be sure what you want to do in order to do it. You can have a good idea in your brain, and you can go out and buy all of the resources to execute it. But if you, for one, you have to listen to other people. I mean, you know, regardless how somebody may say something to you, you got to take in the information and basically absorb it. And don't get your feelings involved, because if you're trying to run a business, you're trying to run a business. But if you're trying to run a business, your business got to be clear. And one thing that I'm not sure if the average person knows or understands, but you have to have a track record before somebody is going to invest in you. You can't just have an idea and it has not been materialized. You don't have a track record. You don't have a way to say, hey, well, people actually looking at this, listening to this, or want this. You know, I don't know too many smart investors that would just invest on that. You know, and that's not making me being a negative person. That's just real. I've launched many businesses. And, you know, I've yet to find somebody who's willing to dump a bunch of money on me just saying, hey, I got an idea of this. And I can't really explain to them exactly what the idea is. You know, that don't necessarily work in the real world. It worked with your homeboys, but it don't work in the real world. Don't work in the real world. So, you know, your captains, you got to have your plan so you can give out instructions to the lieutenants. Lieutenant can speak to the private soldiers and let them know what they need to do. You know, in business-wise, if you're president, CEO, you got to know what's going on. So you can pass it down to the vice president. The vice president can pass it to the managers. The managers can distribute it to the team. Or if you just out there, you and your buddies, moving furniture from one place to another. You know, you got to be strategic with that. You got to have a plan of how you're going to pack it up, get the most in there, and spend the less amount of time. And if you're not skilled at that and you can't bring that together, then I'm almost 1,000% sure that your plan is going to fail or stall out. That's what's going to happen. It's going to either fail or it's going to stall out. So, you know, I don't know where people getting this impression that I'm Mr. Meanie or anything like that. You know, I take it as that they don't know business. And I'm quite frankly tired of being around people that say they know business but don't know business. You got a lot of people who say they know business, they work a 9-to-5 job. Bro, I've been self-employed for going on 4 years. 4 years. And I just bought a house. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and I'm doing this all by myself because I can't find a good team. If you're hearing this out there, and if y'all know somebody who good with business or got some type of interest in business and want to get a little bit more information about what I'm doing and want to help me out, you know, and not bring any type of feelings in, like nothing like that, because if you go work at a grocery store, they tell you you go a bagger, you gonna bag your ass off. They tell you to sweep the floor, you gonna sweep the floor. Don't look at me like I'm not supposed to give these type of instructions. And, you know, and if I'm paying you, don't always look at it like I'm supposed to do that too, because that's what I'm paying you for. I'm not trying to stunt on you. I'm not trying to make you feel small or nothing like that. I'm giving you money to do something. And in the real world, that's just how it happens. That's how it happens. That is how it happens. And all of y'all know that. Y'all know it. People get it confused when it comes to friends. And even some strangers get it confused because sometimes they want to just take advantage of you. They just want to come in and put their hand in your pocket. So building teams is really, 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 really stressful. But it is very, 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 very extremely important to your success in business. So find you a good team, man. Find you a good team. Find you some guys that's not scared, for one, to do business. And for two, just know how to play their role, man. You know, or if you got a team, make sure you define roles so everybody can know what to do. You know what I'm saying? Don't come on a team around a group of people and be like, you see what I need. Don't do that. Don't do that shit. Because if you get some feedback that you don't like, then what? Then what? Then what? You know what I'm saying? It's your boy Raps the Funk, man. I'm out. Peace.